Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 25th of November 2018, and this broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whiskey India, read today by Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.670 MHz by yours truly, Justin, VK7TW. On 7140 MHz by Richard, VK7RO. On 14130 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. And on 28525 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. Australia-wide on Talk Group 3809, user-activated, VK7 News from 0930 hours to 1000 hours by Clayton, VK7ZCR. And this broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. And we could do with two or three volunteers for HF relays on Sundays. If you're set up for digital modes, then you are set up for the broadcast. Please think about helping out. And general news, the Spring Field Day reminder. A reminder that the Spring Field Day for 2018 concludes today, Sunday, the 25th of November. Duration, all call areas other than VK6 until 0100 UTC on Sunday, so only a couple of hours to go. Several members in the north and south of VK7 have expressed interest in participating on bands from 6 metres up to 3 centimetres. The rules can be found on the WIA website. It's a chance to set up in the field, work from a portable location and gain greater distances accordingly. However, this doesn't preclude working these bands from home. In past years, VK7 has had a low participation rate in these field days. Let's show those on the other island that VK7 can work VHF and beyond. And it's that time of the year when there is often tropospheric ducting or sporadic E propagation. So interstate contact should be possible. Hoping to exchange signal reports with you in the final hours, that's 73 from Peter, VK7PD. And VK7 TechNet. Need a help with a project? Like to discuss it with others or just share what's currently on the workbench? Well, we would like to hear from you. We'd like to trial a VK7 technical net or TechNet. This will give amateurs the opportunity to share their ideas, give help and let others know what projects are they're working on. It may even inspire some to bring projects to their local clubs on the experimenters' nights. This Monday, November the 26th, let's continue the ball rolling between 6:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. We will utilise repeaters VK7RAA and VK7RTC, in addition to all those linked in, to start the discussion. We invite all amateurs statewide to participate. Feel free to check in, and remember the idea is to bring along what you've been working on in the shack. This can be anything from a simple circuit to a complicated system. I act as net controller and we'll see how things go, and that's 73s from Hayden, VK7 Hotel Hotel. And 6 and 2 metre whisper beacons. Summer is nearly upon us, and you know what that means. DX, yes, VHF and above DX. We're all on the lookout for any VK stations who would be able to set up a whisper station on 2 metres or perhaps even 6 metres. You probably already have most of the equipment already at home. Whisper is being used as a means for predicting when propagation conditions are sufficient enough for single sideband voice contacts on 2 metres. We have a number of mainland stations who are active on Whisper and are looking at breaking some long-standing VHF, UHF, DX records. Obviously, a Yagi is preferred, but even a vertical, especially on 6 metres, would work well during E openings. We'd love to hear from anyone who is willing to get involved, or if you'd like more information, please do not hesitate to contact us via email, and that's haydenph91, all one word, at gmail.com. And that's 73 is from Hayden, VK7HH, and Lee, VK2KRR. And QSL news, the VK7 QSL update. This week's email version of the broadcast has an updated list of all the QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau received from the WIA as at the 20th of November 2018. Some calls only have one card, some have many. There is also an additional list of all cards soon to be returned to the Reist Club Rooms as at the 21st of November, provided by Warren VK7 Whiskey November. The cards at Reist will also be disposed of in the near future if not claimed and no arrangements are made to mail them out. If your call sign is in the list, then please contact Herman to advise whether you want the cards or not, and you can email vk7bureau@wia.org.au. Apart from those with whom Herman has a standing arrangement, re the delivery of cards, he has so far received 8 responses to date indicating whether cards are wanted or not. It was great to put faces to names at Myenna and also to hand over QSL cards to a good number of those attending a great day. Herman has also been alerted to some call signs are being used by pirate operators as a licensed owner received cards having not been on air for some time and in one case never worked on the band for which the card was made out. If you want cards mailed regularly as they arrive, please send Herman some postage stamps to cover the costs. While Herman does deliver cards on an opportunity basis, if you want him to mail them out, it will be at your cost. WIA members are entitled to 1 free mail out per year, and this is in the process of happening at the moment. Mail out arrangements for those who have contacted me will continue. And a final reminder, any cards held now that the Myenna Hanfest is over for which no delivery arrangements have been made will be disposed of before Christmas. I look forward to hearing from you, and that 73 is Dick Herman of VK7 Hotel Whiskey, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And news from the Northwest. The Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Group Club General Meeting. The next general meeting of the club is scheduled for Saturday the 1st of December 2018 with a start time of 2 p.m. And yes, that's next Saturday. Members and visitors should note the new venue for club meetings, which is the Leven District Scout Headquarters, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston, northern end of Alexandra Road, not far from the beach. A Google map with directions of the location can be found at the club website. It is anticipated that Kevin VK7HKN from the north will be our guest speaker for this meeting, bringing some of his loop antennas to show and instruct those on the finer points of constructing the same. Kevin intends to bring along 3 versions of his magnetic loop antennas for viewing and demonstration. They are all low-power units, all aluminium loops with a tuning range of 40 metres to 10 metres. Another very small loop antenna in a suitcase loop, which is small enough to fit into a laptop bag, also covers 6 metres through 20 metres. The third antenna is a coaxial loop using LMR 400 coax and is good from 40 metres through to 10 metres. This promises to be a very informative session and is timely as the club has been recently looking at construction of loop antennas as a possible antenna building day. As usual, an open invitation is extended to all members and friends to attend. Repeating, next meeting date and time is Saturday the 1st of December from 2 p.m. starting at the Leven District Scout Headquarters, and that comes from Tony, VK7AX, the news officer. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the North, SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are from 10:30 a.m. on Monday and Fridays at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. And for more details, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Hal, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Well, here it is, the 25th of November. You know what that means, only 1 month till the Manor in Red arrives and there is a pitter-patter of reindeer's hooves on the roof. Not quite sure what that sounded like on a corrugated tin roof such as ours, as I am usually succumbed to deep slumber long before he arrives at this QTH. How the year has flown, though. As it is getting to the festive season, news is again slowed to a trickle. In fact, most of today's news will be repeats, so if you feel the urge to wander off until our reader reaches the Reese segment, I won't be upset. 2019 membership fees. As advised last week, our 2018 NTARC membership expires on the 31st of December, and membership renewal applications and covering letters have been sent to all members, and a big thank you to all those members who have already paid. Our treasurer will be hard at work in coming days writing up receipts and producing the 2019 membership cards. Wednesday technical sessions. It's now over to President Idris to let us know what transpired at last Wednesday evening's technical get-together at the Rochalie Clubrooms. And I quote, a well-attended session this week with groups discussing mostly radio-related subjects. Ross, VK7ALH, brought in a book illustrating the telegraph equipment he displayed last week. The individual components were originally mounted on a wooden plinth, with Ross advising it was eaten away by wood borers. Peter, VK7KPC, continued with his new patch panel in the radio shack, shortened and re-terminated cables, and the room will soon be reassembled, ready for use again. After having problems with drivers on the club computer running Linux Ubuntu, Andre VK7ZAB and Idris VK7ZIR loaded Linux Mint 18 with good results this time, enabling the scanner and printer to be accessed. Kevin VK7KJL and Simon VK7FSRM at the next table were having so much trouble with a Windows XP install not able to access web pages that they gave up in disgust and also installed Linux Mint with much better results. Bernie VK7BR disappeared into the workshop to continue his stepper motor project. Rumour has it he will get a show-and-tell next week. Stefan VK7ZSB brought in an example of what happens when a power board catches fire. The imported item had very thin contact material, which eventually overheated, resulting in a large black hole being burnt in the plastic housing. Luckily, the smoke was detected before things got serious. The power board was only lightly loaded, so be warned about using power boards with no CTEC approval markings. Peter VK7PD was conducting the upgrade class with an assessment likely in early December. So that's about it for the week. Thanks, Idris, for the update. Our Wednesday technical evenings continue apace, which is very heartening. So if you are local or even relatively proximate to Launceston and wondering whether you should dip your toes into matters NTARC, why not come along next week and sample what the club has to offer? Now on to coming events. Technical sessions. The next of these nights takes place on Wednesday evening, the 28th of November, from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the Clubrooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. For those that attend these nights, please note that our last technical session for 2018 will be Wednesday the 19th of December. That should give enough time for Ebenezer to share more jokes and funny stories and then allow you to all recover over Christmas and New Year. December breakup, Christmas get-together. Wednesday the 12th of December, commencing at 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. This will be a BYO food and drink barbecue. We welcome any nibbles, dips or other Christmas fare to share among the attendees on the night. Probably now would be a good time to start practicing the Christmas carols, not forgetting that we have a pianola standing by ready to assist with the music. January meeting. Saturday the 12th of January, we are giving all advance notice of this meeting. This will normally be a barbecue meeting to welcome in 2019. But for a change, we will not be having a barbecue. Instead, we are planning to have sandwich platters and cold chicken plus some salads. Cost will be $10 per person, but this time the lunch food will be organised by the committee. Donations of afternoon tea will be appreciated. More information as we get closer to the date. February meeting, Wednesday the 13th of February annual general meeting, followed by the February general meeting. Yes, it's rapidly approaching that time again. More information in the new year. Coffee mornings, normally held Monday and Friday in the NTARC clubrooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. until noon. And please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales, jokes courtesy of Ebenezer, and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. Currently, though, we do not have any cards awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation to all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company cake and coffee, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist our ongoing operations. And finally, as always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochelie. And remember to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email Yvonne at the following address, ntark.emails@gmail.com. And that comes 73s from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the South Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, VK7RHT repeater upgrade. As part of the ongoing Reese repeater upgrades, both Brian, VK7TX, and Damien, VK7SD, ventured to Snug Tears last Saturday to replace the ageing VK7RHT Philips 814 2-meter repeater with a refreshed 50-watt Spectra Engineering MX920. Upon arriving at the site, initial observations identified a stray stainless wire had been found wrapped around the Tas Maritime and Reist towers. This was likely the culprit of the recent intermittent crackling and was quickly removed. The new repeater was placed into service, some tests carried out and some cables tidied up. VK7RHT can now be accessed on 146.850 with an input 600 kHz lower on 146.250. No tone is required. Tests so far have been very positive and discussions are underway to investigate the restoration of the link between Snug Tears and the domain repeaters. And that's 73s from Damien, VK7SD, the Reist repeater coordinator. And Experimenter's Night wrap-up. We welcomed Alan, VK7KAJ, back from his travels north. And I think Richard, VK7RO, summed up these nights. He arrived quite early and some commented about this and his reply was, "I'm here early so I can get some table space. If I come at 7:30, all the tables are taken." Richard set up his very nice PC-based vector network analyzer and he was sweeping a large homebrewed dummy load that was purchased at the Myenna Hamfest. Richard was thinking of using it for 137 kHz. However, the inductance was very high. Richard noticed that if he put his hand over the coil, it lowered the inductance. He then tried a capacitive sleeve using brass sheets, but with little improvement. Better luck next time. Justin, VK7TW, got Richard to test his homebrewed 50-ohm dummy load, and it came out at 1 to 1.02 SWR across the HF bands, which wasn't bad, as Richard's reference 50-ohm load returns 1 to 1.01. Murray, VK7ZMS, demonstrated his Arduino rotator controller to Rex, VK7MO, and many others, which he is now working a treat. Murray has even replaced the surface mount switching transistors on the relay control boards with general purpose TO92 packages, which works well. Paul, VK7FPCL, demonstrated his small touch sensitive LCD panel to John, VK7FJPA, and this display will be used on his BitX when it arrives. Justin, VK7TW, worked on the Kodan 4401 power amplifier he purchased from Larry, VK7WLH, at the Myenna Hamfest. This unit is a HF 150-watt linear power amplifier, and Justin was able to work through the circuit to test it up. Using his FT817 with an attenuator to provide 100 milliwatts drive power and was getting 50 out. Justin and Peter then realised that the LED on the switch mode power supply that Justin was using was dimming quite a bit. A multimeter showed the voltage was dipping to about 6 volts when push-to-talk was pressed. Murray lent a SLA battery to the cores, and we're now getting a solid 100 watts, and the dummy load was heating up. Thanks, Murray, and the power amplifier will be used in one of Justin's HPSDR transceivers. There was also plenty of discussion and coffee happening as well. We get back underway this Wednesday night from 7:30 p.m, but remember, if you bring along a project, you may and need some table space, take Richard's advice and come early. Hi, hi. See you there. 73s from yours truly, Justin, VK7TW. And Reist Foundation Training and Assessment Day. The next Foundation Training and Assessment Day is on the 22nd of December from 9 a.m. Please contact Reg, VK7KK, if you're interested in attending the day. And check out the Reist website and Facebook page for events. So if interested, please contact Reg on email assessor@reist.asn.au or phone mobile 0417 391 607. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And a technical article, AFL Micro Tactical Fibre Optic Cable. The AFL Micro Tactical Fibre Optic Cable combines the ruggedness of military technical cable designs with a ultra-high fibre density of AFL's micro cable technology. Designed for rapid deployment in optical networks, requiring high mechanical performance specifications, extreme environmental exposure and high dynamic operating conditions, the military-grade micro-tactical cable is able to withstand high tensile loads, severe crushing forces, repeated impacts and extreme temperatures. With AFL's selection of tactical cable jacket materials, the cable can be used in applications requiring exposure to UV, moisture, industrial chemicals and confined spaces. The military-grade tactical cable has fibre counts up to 96, and it is used in areas such as broadcast, military, mining, rail and petrochemical. Main features include high fibre density, allowing for longer deployment lengths, ruggedised tactical cable design for operating in harsh conditions, high flexibility for rapid deployment and ease of installation, and longer assembly lengths, reducing number of optical connections and enhancing network performance, and supportive of all fibre types for high-speed optical networking. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, the SOTA Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. Technical sessions on Wednesday from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. And Reist Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon and the experimenters nights from 19:30 in the Queen's Domain club rooms. And Reist Microwave QSO party followed after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.1 MHz FM. And events, NWTR and TVG. 1st of December, General Meeting and Loop Antenna Presentation, Leven District Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7ZIR, repeaters Reist NTARC, NWTR and TVG, 80 metres VK7JGD, 40 metres VK7FB, 20 metres VK7IL, 10 metres VK7TPE, and DMR Talk Group 3809 from VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights from 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900 hours, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io group, and the deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. And from the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it is 73 from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.